Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. Thursday morning. What the hell? 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And we're here till 5 o'clock, and then we'll hang out for hour number one of the Steve Cochran show. Hey, Dan, that was fun, man, wasn't it?
That was a blast.
And yeah. He, boy, does he know his stuff. You know? I mean, if I ever have a question about a record or anything vinyl-related, Jim Hankey's the guy I'm calling.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and that's one of the nice things about our experts is a lot of time, you know, they don't know. You know, they're answering this on the fly. You know, they see your question and they're answering it seconds later. It's not like they can go to Google and look stuff up.
And it was nice to see that a lot of people, you know, texted in, that there's a lot of enthusiasts out there. People, you know, the people who collect stuff, and the one listener who texted in and said that they have a collection of 78s. That's, you know, that's nice. Although it's difficult, like we were saying, it's difficult to maintain that old stuff. You know, it's hard to find the old needles. If you got an old record, if you need a turntable that goes up to 78, that's going to be, I mean, you'll probably have to go online to get it, but to maintain it, to get a new stylus, it's tough, man. There's only 15 plants in the country that manufacture vinyl. So obviously, you know, the workload is massive, which is why there's probably, a backlog of records that need to be made. So that's kind of slowing down. It could be an even bigger fad right now. You know, it could be, you know. So that was a lot of fun. All right, here's the deal. We're going to talk about being cheap. 312-981-7200. We're opening up the phone lines and the text lines. I want to hear your stories of the cheapest people that you know, the cheapest stories that you've ever heard. It's Cheapskate Central. That's what we're calling it. And I would love to hear your stories. I've got some great stories here that we found online about how cheap people really can be. And I want to hear those stories from you. 312-981-7200. Talk or text. Cheapness. That's what we're talking about. Dan, do you know anybody who's really cheap?
You know, no. I was trying to think of good examples. And, you know, we would joke when we were kids that my dad was cheap. But now that I'm paying my own bills, I think my dad is very frugal and very smart.
Yeah, it takes on a whole different perspective when you have, you know, when you suddenly understand money.
No, so I'll actually crib this from a listener. We had done this. So we do this segment every once in a while. And I remember what we did it once when you were filling in a couple years ago. And my favorite story was a guy called in. And talked about his uncle. His uncle gave him like a buck to walk around the neighborhood and grab old laundry detergent bottles that were like in trash cans. Like if he saw one on the side, he did it. And what the guy ended up doing was collecting like 10 or 15 and would use those for his laundry detergent. You know, it would be like the bottom grimy part where you'd have to hold it upside down for like a minute to get it out.
Yeah.
But it was probably a wash. So this guy had his nephew running around the city.
Now, how old a nephew is this?
I don't remember how old the guy was. But, you know, he was young. But it was just hilarious that, you know, I could just see this guy's laundry room has just got 18 bottles of laundry detergent.
Well,
and it's just like one wash. But
that's
he got that
so
wash.
Funny. That's so funny. He gave the kid a buck.
Right, and the kid, you know, was probably like, dude, a buck, you know?
Yeah. Well, 312-981-7200 is the phone number for your cheapskate stories. I do want to hear from you. Well, whenever we talk about this, I like to talk about this guy that I know. I haven't seen him in many years, but this is a guy who is so cheap that he would buy, and I've told this story before, Dan, you've heard this story before. He would buy 2-ply toilet paper and peel 1-ply away so he could get 2 rolls out of 1 roll. He would just peel it away and then let it sort of like pile up. And
that
then
is cheap.
That is unbelievably cheap. And shockingly, he was married at the time. I don't know if he's still married, but that sounds like to me like some very, very cheap single guy thing to do. But he had a wife. And he would like, you know, he would get two rolls of toilet paper out of a 2-ply roll. Not only that, but he would also, every time he went to a fast food place and they had the ketchup packets out, you know, for people to take instead of like, you know, now they ration. When did there become a napkin shortage in this country? Because you go to a fast food place now, they give you like 1 napkin and it's like, what?
Well, I think the answer might be in one of those responses that we've gotten, because there is a particularly funny one in that group.
Oh, okay. In the Reddit?
Yeah, in the Reddit.
Okay.
I went through a drive-thru the night before, and I had to wait for a little bit, and then the guy didn't even put any napkins in the,
he
in
didn't
the bag.
Put,
no,
see,
none. Then I asked him, and it was like he was irritated, so yeah. He went to look to find some. And he went all the way to the back. I had to wait another couple minutes. I just drove off. I'm like, this isn't worth it.
Well, how do you not have napkins right at the window?
I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is, to end this napkin thing, I remember I went to the McDonald's, and I told this story on the air before, Dan. I think you might know where I'm going with this. I went to the McDonald's across the street here in Wrigley, in the Wrigley building, or behind the Wrigley building.
Right.
And I was waiting for my food, and this guy who ordered in front of me got a burger or whatever, and then they gave him one napkin, and he comes back up to the counter. He's like, "Can I get some more napkins?" And they're like, "Well, you know, you only ordered one sandwich, and that's one napkin per item."
Oh.
And then he goes, "But I got two lips."
You know, that's like going to KFC and ordering like one or two pieces of chicken, and they give you two napkins when you need like five or six.
Of course. You can't go to a fried chicken place and not get a bunch of napkins. I'm an over-napkiner, though.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I go through a ton of napkins, I got to tell you. And, you know, there was an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry David picked up like a sandwich at a place, and they restricted him taking napkins. But then when they turned around, he grabbed like a giant handful and then got pulled over by the cops. And I don't know if you remember this episode, but he had on the seat next to him, he had like 100 napkins that he had stolen. So anyway, back to the cheap thing. This guy who peels the plies apart so he gets two rolls out of a roll of toilet paper, one ply each, and again, had a wife at the time, would also, whenever he would go to a fast food place and they had the ketchup packets available, he would take handfuls of ketchup packets, handfuls of them, throw them in the bag, and then this is the insane thing. He would squeeze them into a ketchup bottle that he had in his fridge so it looked like he actually had, you know, store-bought ketchup. So he'd sit there for like a half an hour tearing open packets of ketchup and squeezing them into a bottle. This guy, I don't know if I haven't seen this guy in years. He was like a friend of a friend that I don't see anymore. And I remember going over to his place, his wife's place, and I went to the bathroom, and there was the second ply of toilet paper was kind of rolled and left on the floor, still attached to the roll. And I was like, what the hell is, what is this?
I've never heard of anyone that cheap that would do that with toilet paper.
No, it's stunning to me. Stunning. And his wife was like, you know, rolling her eyes, and yeah, that's just what he does. Now, my guess is they're divorced. That would be my guess. You know?
You would think.
Yeah. I mean, I've been divorced twice, and I don't squeeze ketchup packets into bottles and split my toilet paper into two ply. All right. Cheapness is what we're talking about. I want to hear your stories about cheapskates. 312-981-7200. I've just given you an example of a pretty extreme cheapskate. We've got some great Reddit posts here and other stories that we found online about people who are extraordinarily cheap. So I want to hear your cheap stories. 312-981-7200. Talk and text. Little ZZ Top for you. Play that in honor of Jason Skaggs' new daughter, ZZ Skaggs. Congratulations to Jason Skaggs, who does wondrous work here at the radio station. He's responsible for It's a Jokey, Jokey, Jokey Time. That's all the great mind of Jason Skaggs. Congratulations on having a child, my friend. 312-981-7200. I need to talk with you about your cheapskate stories. There are a lot of people out there who are very cheap, and there's a difference between being frugal and cheap. You know what I mean? Like buying the generic brand, you know, that's frugal. Taking the ply away from a two-ply toilet paper roll to get two rolls out of it, that's cheap. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's read a few of these Reddit posts Dan, how far into is the one that you that you're referring to?
I want to say it's early.
Okay.
It might be the first one or two. It's about going to his grandparents' house.
Okay. Let's see. All right. Well, let's go. Let's just go through. Oh yeah, right. It's the first one. Okay. When I was a little kid, I used to spend summers at my grandparents' house, and one of my chores was to set the table before dinner every night. Whenever we were having company over for dinner, I was instructed to use, quote, the good napkins. That meant the napkins that didn't have restaurant logos printed on them. So they had to, like, stacks of Burger King napkins and McDonald's napkins. Don't use those. We have company coming over. Oh, that's great. At my local, there's another one, Cheapskate Stories, 312-981-7200. I'd love to hear from you on this. At my local Dunkin' Donuts, you have to ask the worker specifically if you want a packet of sugar or sweetened low, or one half and half container, because the senior citizens in the area used to come in and take them all, so nobody wouldn't have to buy them in the store. So the senior citizens were taking all the sugar and the cream. Oh man, another one. My mom had a boyfriend that would pull the stems off of cherries before purchasing them at the grocery store because he felt they'd weigh less without the stems, and he'd get more for his money. Here's Dave on WGN. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how you doing, Nick?
All right, man.
Yeah, I used to have a ex-brother-in-law who used to work with me, and at lunchtime, he would take his Saran wrap and his little baggie and fold it back up and put it back inside the paper bag and take it home so he could reuse it the next day.
for his sandwich for lunch, he would reuse the Saran wrap.
Yep.
Well, I think, you know, maybe that's something people do on a regular basis. I don't know. I just find that a little bit weird.
Yeah, I think it would get a little bacteria after a while.
Yeah, it's true. It's really true. All right, Dave, thanks for the call.
Goodbye.
Yeah, reusing your Saran wrap.
That's pretty disgusting, actually.
Depends on the sandwich.
By the way, I know of people who have gone to fast food restaurants. You know, a lot of senior citizens hang out there in the morning.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That will grab gobs of napkins. Just take literally a handful. And, you know, if you go every day where these guys have coffee and you're taking a whole bunch, you never have to buy napkins again.
Well, that's the thing now, you know, that most fast food places now don't leave the napkins out. That's what I was saying. You have to ask the person behind the counter for the napkins, and I think it's because there are people who were taking, like, stacks of them.
Well, as you mentioned, they become cheap. You know, you get one napkin for a burger. And
I know.
You were mentioning about the fried chicken.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just no way.
No. No, no, no. All right, Cheap Stories, 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Another Reddit post says, a friend who used to work at a supermarket once told me about a customer who used to peel bananas before he bought them. For the same reason that they might cost less because the peel weighs so much.
That's like somebody dropping a box of cereal or putting a hole in it and say, "Well, do I get it free?"
Yeah. Oh, I worked at the Jewels for many years and I saw some people do some stuff. You know, like, you know, buy like damaged things and then try and get a discount on them. I've seen that. It's not, I wouldn't put it past people. 815 area code sends us a text to 312-981-7200 about cheapness. I have a friend that is so cheap he doesn't have any dinnerware plates. He uses metal pie plates. One time I told him he had no clean. I told him he had no clean dishes. He turned one of the plates over and said, "See, the other side is clean." That's also somebody who wants to avoid doing dishes. That's not only is he cheap, but he doesn't want to do the dishes. Turn the thing over. The other side's clean. Joanne says in a text, I will stand in a grocery aisle and compare unit prices instead of actual prices so that I guarantee that I will get most of my money. The unit prices are not on the tag. If the unit prices are not on the tag, I will divide the number of sheets or ounces or pieces, etc., by total cost. Well, that's not, I don't think that's cheap. I think that's you trying to get the best buy. You know, we're talking about people who use metal pie plates and flip them over. That's weird and cheap. trying to figure out how you can, if you're standing in the grocery aisle looking at the unit price, that's just like, I want to save money while I'm grocery shopping. I don't think there's anything really wrong with that. Peter says, I had a friend in high school who, after going to college, would drape used Kleenexes over a lampshade to dry out for later reuse. Oh, God. Oh, man. That's terrible. Peter, so far, man, you've got the prize. You got the prize. Drying out used Kleenexes over lampshades for later reuse. Good Lord.
I've known people who've also, you know, like when you get toward the bottom of the ketchup, yeah, they like to fill it with water, you know, to make it look like there's still ketchup in there.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who do that.
Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah, I don't like watered down ketchup is not a thing for me. Bob says, I knew a couple, and this is another text to 312-981-7200. I knew a couple who would order double olives with their martini at the bar, put the olives in a napkin and bring them home and put them in a jar and give the jars out as Christmas presents. Oh, that's fantastic. All right. Cheapness is what we're talking about. And I know that everybody's got a friend who's cheap. Everybody's got someone who is, cheap. And we want to hear some cheap stories from you. Got some phone lines open at 312-981-7200. Let's hear your cheapest stories. Send your text to 312-981-7200. Cheap. That's what we're talking about. Yeah, man. Hi. Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Tribune Tower here till 5, and then we'll hang out for hour number 1 of the Steve Cochran Show. We're talking about being a cheapskate. We're talking about stories that are unbelievable about people who are unbelievably cheap. And hearing some great stuff here. We've got an article that has some great Reddit posts about people being cheap. And we have a ton of texts coming in, too. But you can call up, too, 312-981-7200. And Scott did that. Hi, Scott.
Hi, good morning, Nick. Good morning. Like the show.
Thanks, man.
In the late 70s, me and my buddies used to go to Devil's Lake all the time for camping. And we'd stop at Wendy's on the way up there. And we would get everything we needed. Napkins, forks, knives, spoons, ketchup, salt, pepper. I mean, that saved us quite a bit of, you know.
Yeah. So your camping supplies, you would just go to the Wendy's and get everything you needed.
Yeah, all the stuff for, you know, eating, and then with disposable forks, spoons, knives, salt, pepper, all that stuff. Just, you know, saved us a little bit of cash.
There you go. More money for beer.
Beer and weed, yeah.
Beer and weed.
It was the late 70s, what can I say?
Yeah, I understand. Right. Scott, thanks, man.
All right, have a good day.
Yeah, we got to stop at the Wendy's. Why? We need supplies for our camping trip. We gotta get all our supplies from Wendy's.
I went camping and I did not have a tent, and I was like, I am not spending money on a tent. I mean, it's stupid, you know.
Yeah.
So I went and I stopped at a Kmart, and I was running late, so I just looked for the cheapest tent I could find, and it was $30, and I just grabbed it. I ran out and I got to the campsite and I put it up, and it was a kid's tent, and. My feet were sticking out.
I was going to say, did you have to sleep in the fetal position?
Yeah, my feet were sticking out of the tent because it was that small.
All right. That sounds like a fun. How long were you outside? How long did you camp?
It was just like 2 days.
Oh, but still, that's not fun, having your legs sticking out of the tent.
And my friend had like one of those, he camped a lot, so he had like this massive thing. So it literally looked like a mansion with like the pool boy suite off to the side.
That's great. 815 area code sends a text to 312-981-7200. I saw this lady on TV who was so cheap that to save money on her water bill, she would shower at the gym and go to the bathroom in a bottle and then pour it outside in her garden. She would also get all of her meals out of dumpsters and serve them to her family. Ugh. Now, isn't there a show like on cable called like Cheapskates or Nuts?
Cheapskates on TLC.
Oh, it's, of course it's on TLC. You remember when TLC used to be called the Learning Channel? What are we learning from TLC nowadays? What is Honey Boo Boo teaching us? <sighs> 773 area code sends a text that says, A guy I knew would, for years, break up with his girlfriends before Christmas, Valentine's Day, and birthdays just to avoid buying them gifts. Uh, 224 area code says, a former friend would have a coupon for buy one, get one free to a restaurant, and he expect the friend to pay the bill, and his was free. 309 area code says, I have a cousin who washed, dried, and reused paper plates. Oh, man, come on. It's not quite as bad as the Kleenex. It's bad. I mean, it's bad, but it's not quite as bad as the used Kleenex. 708 area code says, my husband's previous mother-in-law gave him and then his then-wife their used microwave as a wedding present. I hope she cleaned it first. Now, we just had some gravy explode in the microwave. I'm not going to clean it up. 312 area code says, I know someone who is so cheap they actually iron their foil so they can reuse it. Isn't that just a lot of effort? I mean, seriously, you're going to pull out the iron and you're going to iron tin foil so that you can reuse it? That just seems like a lot of effort to save a little money. Jay in Ohio says, I know someone that shakes the French fries and popcorn that she is given so that it settles and she can hand it back to the employee and ask them to top it off. You know, I found that when you go to the movies now, and Dan, you know, this is, you think this is true, they pour on the popcorn. Like, the popcorn is overflowing. I mean, I'm, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, if you shake it, it's going to fall on the floor because it's overflowing. Oh, you get a free refill. This is 63 pounds of popcorn. What the hell am I going to do with a refill? Dr. Deb on Reddit, this is from Reddit, says, a group of folks went out to dinner at a convention and several people had leftovers. When we returned, one of the people who had not been able to get out to dinner was bummed. So one of the diners said, well, I have some leftovers if you'd like them. Sure, they replied. Okay, my meal was $10. That's about half of it left, so you owe me money. Charging people for their leftovers. This is on Reddit. Very funny posts about people being really cheap. 312-981-7200. In my department where I work, I always have a small basket of candy like Jolly Ranchers, Tootsie Rolls, Lifesavers out for the customers. Most are appreciative and ask, are these free? They take one or two and thank me for the candy. Then there are some customers who just walk up and take handfuls of candy. Once I had an older man dump out the entire thing into his man purse, looked me straight in the eye, and walked out. That reminds me, of course, everything goes back to Seinfeld. It reminds me of that episode of Seinfeld. I can't remember the exact plot, but George is going on a date, and she meets him at Monk's, of course, the coffee shop. And they come in. She comes in, and they're like, "Okay, we're going to the movies, but we don't have time to stop off for candy, or we'll miss the movie." So he walks up to the counter and takes like 20 scoops of mints and puts them in his pocket and says, "All right, let's go." Another Reddit post. I knew a farmer who only had one light bulb and he would carry it around with him all the time, taking it from one room to another if he needed to. Oh man, come on. Carrying around a light bulb? That's awesome. Another Reddit post says, at IKEA, coffee is bottomless. Now a cup is free with the IKEA family card, but before, it was like $2. My girlfriend's friend and her family would go in and buy one cup, and it would be passed along to each member to get their turn, and they would apparently be there for hours socializing over a single coffee. People like to take advantage of the free refill stuff. Another Reddit post says, at my friend's house in the second grade, I was only allowed to charge my Game Boy for 30 seconds because electricity was too expensive. How is that going to help your Game Boy, 30 seconds worth of a charge? Let's see. Next one. My sister-in-law only bought a windshield wiper for the driver's side. let's see. Next one on Reddit says, my father wouldn't let my sister and I have the toys out of our Happy Meals because they'll be worth something someday, quote unquote. He also wouldn't let us use glue. The one bottle of Elmer's glue in the house had a big skull and crossbones drawn on the front. Tape, you couldn't use that either. He measured the width and the spools of the tape just to tell if we used any. No staples or paper or pens for doodling. All this made school projects really difficult. All right, another Reddit post says, I have an uncle that is notoriously cheap. Many years ago, he lost a $1 football bet with my older brother. Uncle claims that he doesn't have any single bills and pay him later. That evening, we all go to church when the collection basket comes around. My uncle, without saying a word, hands my brother a $1 bill. Naturally, my brother put it in the basket. The next day, my brother asked my uncle about the dollar he owes him. And my uncle said, I gave it to you at church last night. Don't you remember?
Some ones that just came in. 312, I know a guy that goes to the liquor store and will not purchase beer unless he can buy flats. 815, grandma makes coffee, fills up her thermostat, shuts off the coffee pot to save electricity. And then my personal favorite, 312, my son will go to Target, flirt with the cashier until he gets her discount.
That's good. Flirting with the cashier at Target. I wonder if do you think he goes like to the same cashier every time? Because if he's got a good thing going, she's going to give me the discount. How do you get a discount? How do you legally get a discount at Target? How is that cashier not fired? I don't know.
Have you ever known people to go to a restaurant and always complain about the food, even though just to see if they can get away with
to get a free meal?
Yeah, get a free meal.
Yeah, to get a discount. Absolutely. People will do anything to get stuff for free.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.